Next case, please.
The next application is 11,718. Charles H. Hayes Jr. seeks variances to reduce the side yard and front yard setbacks. Sections 115-34B of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Bayberry Lane, approximately 413 feet south of Cedar Road. The 911 address is not available. The zoning map, zoning district is MR. Tax map is District 533, map 20.09, parcel 108. Specifically, they're requesting a 5-foot variance from the front, a 5-foot variance from the side. We did receive two letters in opposition. One is this area of Bayberry Lane is a community consisting of modest homes that are that virtually all fall within the standard setbacks specified for these lots. The owner of this property knew of those setbacks when he purchased the lot. Granting variances of any type mean that the lot will be overbuilt and stand out as a change of character of this part of Bayberry Lane. They asked the Planning and Zoning Commission, more or less the board, to not approve the request for the variance. Your approval would indicate that the board is willing to participate in assisting an individual in maximizing his profit on a purely speculative home building venture to the detriment of the existing long-term property owners, and that's Lee Higgins of 38235 Bayberry Lane. We also received a letter that says, one, the additional 5 feet would be an encroachment of our privacy on the north, on the south side of our home where our bathroom is. Two, after just having a fire down on the street and having the homes on both sides of the burnt home damage, we feel the approval of an additional 5 foot enhances the possibility of property damage to our home if there was a fire. It would also give responders less room to work. Three, we also feel the variance would lower the resale value of our home. Four, the owner of the property knew of the restrictions or should have, he is a builder, before purchasing the lot and only wants to the variance to build a house that can be sold for a higher value, and that he plans to sell the house and not live there, so they oppose the additional request for 5 feet from the street side of the property, and that's James and Deborah Burke, 38243 Bayberry Lane. We do have a letter in support that says, thank you for submitting your new home plans to the Keenwork Homeowners Association for review and approval. Our primary purpose is adherence to the deed covenants of the community of Keenwork by the Bay. The minimum building setbacks for Keenwork on the Bay are as follows: a 25-foot front, a 5-foot side, and a 20-foot rear. These minimum building setbacks differ from Sussex County, which are a 30-foot front, a 10-foot side, and a 10-foot rear. To use the Keenwork front or side, minimum building setbacks would require variance from Sussex County. In reviewing your building survey, you will need to apply for those Board of Adjustment applications. Your new home plan meets or exceed the Keenwork minimum building setback requirements and therefore have been approved by the Keenwork Homeowners Association. Your new home plan certainly indicate an upgraded home and a home that which will be an asset to our community. And they thank you again for their cooperation with this plan review and approval process. And that is signed Edward J. Brady, the chairman of the Keenwork Building Community, Keenwork Homeowners Association. And we did receive one mail return. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Charles Hayes. I'm 28 Silverberry Street here in Georgetown, Delaware.
And you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
I didn't know I had so many problems. My name's Charles Hayes. I've been a builder for 42 years, retired, and I started, bored. So I started building a house or two a year in that area down there, like the Fenwick Island area.
Mm-hmm.
And two customers very, very happy with me. And what I'm trying to do is get a variance for the, just like she was saying, on the front of the house from 30 foot from the county needs to 25 and 5 foot on the that would be the north side. So the uniqueness of the property, it's a 50 foot by 100 foot lot. I want to put a 2400 square foot home on there, which is not outrageous. The lot is, like you say, or I say, is narrow, and it'll meet the Keenwick Home Owners Association and the setbacks. Cannot otherwise be developed. Well, in that area, a 2,400 square foot house is not not unreasonable whatsoever. They're building three stories and whatever down there. But anyway, I'm building a basic, nice house in there. And it's not created by the applicant, no. It's due to the setbacks that I need to accomplish. And here's, will not alter the character of the neighborhood. No, it meets or exceeds each house on each side. And I have pictures of those property lines to show you that. It'll be a nice house to the community. And the minimum variance, I have to have the 5 foot to get this house on the property line, which the neighbor on the right and the left, they both got 5 foot variances. And I got two pictures here to present to you that I'm not close to that, to the bedroom on each side. Can I
present it to you? Mm-hmm. Here's the north end. Here's the north end. And I already had the survey. There's a stake that's staying there, and you can see that. And here's the south end, and you can see what type of houses on each side of there. Get that plant. This is just basic, the house that I'm building in there.
We're going to keep this. We're going to keep this.
You want to keep it? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the type
I'm
building in there.
Like I say, I've been in business 28 years or 42 years. I know what I'm doing, and it's a very nice house that I'm going to be building.
Mm-hmm. Secretary, do we know if either of the opposition letters have variances on their properties on Bayberry Lane?
They did not, but we also note those are larger lots on that property.
Both of them.
They are both almost double the size and the lot size.
So these have been paid.
Sir, have you ever considered this thing get approved to small, make the house small?
Well, you can't get the square footage without going up another level. I don't want to go three stories.
Not enough square footage for you to just cut that much of it off.
No. No, you can't. It'd be less than a 2,400 square foot house. And that's kind of unreasonable to build in that area.
It's going to happen. Get turned down.
Man, you'd have to be sworn if you want to talk, please.
Well, am I saying I should not get turned down? I mean, they got what they want on each side there and 5 foot variance without getting a variance. I'm doing it the right way. And I'm not even close to her bedroom. If you look at that one picture, it's a wood pile on the side there. I'm not even close to it. In fact, that's their garage. Their bedroom's on the back, rear corner.
Why'd you get down your
water? No questions.
Mr. Hayes, your proposed building is what? Is that 28.3 feet?
The what? Excuse me.
Your proposed dwelling is 28.3 in the front. How wide is your building?
The front. Yes, it's 28. But and in the back is 35 foot towards the canal.
So, typically, an average size home. Do you ever build any homes that are less than 28 feet?
Yes, on a 40 foot lot in Cape Windsor down that area.
So you can build one?
I built one for myself back.
How wide did you build that?
I had to build it 24 foot because I had to get 5 foot, and I got a 5 foot variance. I done it the right way there too. 5 foot and then 10 foot on the other side, just like I'm trying to do here.
Was it a 50 foot lot?
40.
It was 40 foot lot.
That was a 40 foot lot in Cape Windsor, yes, in the front, yes.
Thank you.
One more question. Mr. Mills?
Mr. Hayes, there's five standards for granting variance. And from your testimony so far, I won't speak for the others, but as for myself, there's at least one that I'm not convinced you meet, and that's that it's not created by the applicant. Okay. You stated because you didn't, you know, because the setback requirements are what they are. Well, they are what they are. But a house can be built within the building restriction lines. It appears to me that you're, you know, creating your own dilemma in this case. Convince me otherwise.
Well, okay. I want to know the reason then why both of the, on each side of, the, of me, it's got a 5 foot without a variance.
I guess because they convinced us that they didn't create the hardship.
Okay. Well, I don't believe I'm creating anything. I'm going to be the access to that community, and the. Keenwick is accepting everything that I'm trying to do. In fact, agreeing with everything I'm trying to do.
And certainly not debating that you build a nice home.
Yeah.
You know, it just, you know, it appears that, you know, you've got 30 feet of width that you could build a house in with 10-foot setbacks. At least on the sides, you know, you admitted yourself, if you want that much, that large a square foot home, you still have the option of a third floor. So again, I'm not convinced.
Well, wouldn't you think they would want to see a two-story house instead of a three-story house aside of them? But I mean, 2,400 square foot house is not that big of a house. It's not that size of a house. By the time you shrink that house in this way, the house is only 48 foot long. That's not that big of a house.
Well, I guess maybe that's a matter of opinion, because mine is certainly smaller than that.
I think it's unreasonable that they're complaining about a nice house.
It's not about them complaining. Me, it's okay. Convinced me that, you know, it's not created by you, and so that's the only question.
It's created by the lot size that I'm concerned.
Okay. No other questions.
Okay. Yeah, I guess to Mr. Mills' point, is there a, you believe that it sounds from your testimony you've built a house that has been 20 feet wide in the past. Is that correct?
Yeah, on a 40-foot lot.
24
foot.
Okay.
On a 40-foot lot.
Okay. There's, I guess the issue we've got is, why can't you build one that would be of that size on this lot? Because one of the issues that we have is that not only is it not, it can't be created by you, but it has to be the minimum variance to afford relief. So if what you're seeking is a variance to construct something on there, you've got to demonstrate to this board that what you're seeking is the least amount possible. Is it your position that the dwelling here is the minimum size that you could build on there, that it would reasonably use the property?
Yeah, absolutely. With the size house, I mean, the room size is inside. I mean, I don't want to talk about resale value, but I mean, you always got to have that in the back of your mind. And she don't know I don't going to live in there now, or whoever the people is. I might move in there. I got a house in Fenwick now that I built a 24, but I mean, I might move to this place. I want at least 2,400 square feet. I don't think it's unreasonable.
Okay, I have no further questions.
Okay, excuse me. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Me.
All right. Is there anyone
Ma'am,
if you want to testify, we can
come up
here.
You're going to testify, ma'am. Have to ask you, please.
She wants to get me out of the house for a while, start building another house.
That's the truth.
Please state your name and address.
Ellis Hayes, 28 Silverberry, Georgetown.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Have the mic.
All right, now you're in favor of him doing this.
Now I'm here.
I'm ready.
I've been in the area, and it's building up, and those houses are big. I mean big. The ones that complain, they're little.
Right.
So we're improving. The community is just tickled to death. They wrote us a nice letter. And he does an awesome job.
We believe you.
And they'll be proud of him when he's done. And it's going to upraise their house.
Right.
You know, the value of their property to see what he is doing. And I think you guys would be happy too.
Great, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you. And is anyone here in opposition? So the chair hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Can I ask one more question?
Yes, I'm sorry, go ahead.
On either side of this lot, do you have any best assumption of what size home is on either side of these lots, this lot?
Yes, on the one, there's a, on the north side, that's a double lot. It's like a Nanticoke home.
It's a double lot.
Yeah, with a breezeway, with a turnt garage.
But is it greater than 2,400 square feet or less than 2,400 square feet?
Oh, more than 2,400 square feet.
Okay.
It's pretty big Nanticoke. You know what I mean? I would say it's 2,864 with a.
How about on the other?
The now the other side's a smaller home. Yes, it's I would say it's a 18 to 2,000 square foot home.
Single story.
Single floor.
Single floor.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mr. Boone?
I don't have any other questions.
Okay.
Ms. Cornwell. The one to the south, and I'm looking also at the pictures that were submitted, because I'm just curious here, because it looks like it might be closer than 10 feet just from the pictures that we got. And your records show that there's no variance for that one?
The one to the south does have a variance.
Okay.
The one to the north does not.
Okay.
And there is one across the street that has a variance.
Okay, thanks.
And the one to the south was granted a variance for the front and the side, as was one of the ones across the street.
But the one to the north is a double lot?
It looks like it's a double lot, if not a lot and a half.
That's the Nanticoke. That's one way and then turned the other way.
Okay. I'm confused. I thought we had no variances up there before.
This one to here, for our records, does not have a variance.
I'm not talking about, was there any in that area that would have had variance out there for you to ask?
The one, this one?
Yeah, no.
This
yeah.
one. This one, this one, and this one have all had variances for at least the front and the side, if not, or at least one or the other, and the two at least on this street have had both. This one had the front and the side, this one had the front and the side.
How about the one straight across from the applicants?
This one has not had a variance.
Okay.
And this shows the variances that have been granted in the subdivision in just the last 5 years. And again, that's just the last 5 years. Some of these houses are older.
Because there's at least 10 variants in there. I talked with the president of the association.
Mm-hmm. At least.
Yeah.
Because the three I mentioned that are on the opposite side are not there because they are older variances. We only have the last 5 years mapped.
Oh, okay. Wait then. Okay, well, hearing no again further questions. Hearing no further questions then, chair will entertain a motion. Again, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, if there's no further discussion, wondered if everybody would be agreeable to table this till our next meeting.
Yes. You okay? Mr. Baker?
Fine.
Mr. Mills?
I'm fine.
I'm fine with that then. You want to make a motion then?
Yes, make a motion to table case number 11,718 till our next regular meeting.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
Okay, I got a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Ricker that we table case number 11,718 till our next regular meeting, which will be the 29th of this month.
29th of this month.
All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
And Mr. Workman?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Callum, for the previous reason been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,718 is tabled.
Okay. Can I ask one question? Is there any other information that I would have to bring the next time to?
Sir, the hearing is closed. There will be no more testimony taken from
it. And the public record is closed.
The public record is closed as well, sir.
Okay.
Okay.
But thank you. You may come and or you may listen. You know, if you want to listen to it on the internet, you can do that, or you can come here.
Okay.
Richard.
Thank you.
Okay, if there's no other business before the board for this evening.
Got one item.
What's that?
The Institute for Public Administration at the University of Delaware is holding a Board of Adjustment training class April 15th. So if any board member is interested in going, please let us know and we will register you. And preferably not more than two, so we don't have a quorum issue. But if you would let me know as soon as possible, we can register you if you're interested in attending that class.
It was 3 years ago, yeah. And you get paid for that and you go, sure. Oh. We're down there, Jamie, all the time for you. You were missing me. I'm talking to Janelle, but they stick in my head.
I couldn't answer that one.
The past will pay for it, the course.
Yeah.
We will pay for the course. I can't verify if you will get meeting money.
I'm not going to put your head out there, huh? Stick your neck out.
I can't state that.
Yeah, we'll do.
Ms. Cornwell, is there a way to get a video of that if one of the members wanted to view that?
I know.
I don't think they record them. I just know they offer it once a year.
Okay.
Yeah, we used to go to them. We used to, 3 or 4 used to go. Yeah. They've got now where we can't go and 2 can go?
No, if there's going to be more than 3, we just need to know at least 7 days in advance because we have to notify that there will be a quorum of the Board of Adjustment.
Yeah, it's Freedom of Information Act.
Yeah, right.
So if all 5 of you want to go, that's perfectly fine. We just need to know well in advance because we have to notice the fact that there will be a quorum of the board members.
Well, that's fine. Yeah.
We've done it before.
Yeah. I mean, we said first, I'm just two of us, so it would be like a quorum. I thought I'm going to have to pick 2 people, but if I want to go, these 2 too.
It would be something that would be good for a new member that doesn't know, you know, how the proceeds of the meeting or how it proceeds. But anyway. Or doesn't understand the standards.
Now our standards are slightly are different than anybody else in the state, but typically processed in the way the meetings work are typically the same. So you'll get case history and other things. So
I have attended small municipality Board of Adjustment hearings, and it would be very beneficial for some of those. I've even been to where the attorney ran the meeting. Advise the people how to vote. You know, it was almost as if they didn't need to be there. I was totally amazed. I thought, wow. But
that was agreed with.
I wasn't going to point that out.
I was there.
Chairman, I have one thing.
Yep.
Yes,
sir.
We brought it up before, the tax match. We're not getting them tonight. We need those.
Yeah,
it should be put in our files.
That's what we're
this is the third time we asked this now.
Yeah.
Well, why can't we get it done?
I know, but that asked it the last time we were going to get them.
Is this, I mean, I will say I do like, you know, being able to see them.
That's not a bad idea, but how about we look at the case at home? We're looking at it.
We're going to get it at home, though. You don't get it here without the purpose that we'd ask for.
I mean, this here, you got it up there, and you're trying to look at everything right off the bat. When you had it in front of you, you got a chance to look at it.
That's true, we're supposed to.
Yeah, I mean, we always had them before. Now we don't have them.
And I did check. I didn't see them in our packet for the next one. Is there a way maybe we can
we
have
can
those
get them
out?
To, we can email them out to the, to the board
we did,
members.
We didn't have a colored printer or something, right?
We
or
can
whatever.
Do that.
Maybe well, just the portion of the tax map like we've had in the past.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
if nothing else, kind of gives a picture.
I couldn't answer why it stopped. We will fix that. And FYI, the map that we use is available for anybody to use. So if you wanted to, if you
go online and look at it,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we will get the we will get that into the folder.
I meant that you know it's very beneficial here in front of us and in front of the public, so that everybody can. Thank you.
I think it's a great idea. Yeah. Republicans did because you know, but I like to say beforehand. Throw something right on. Sure. Well, okay.
Yeah, and I do think what was shown tonight was very helpful from what I could tell, just gauging the audience. So I think and I think that this is, you know, when this technology was put here, it was with the idea that these kind of meetings, you know, they'd be widely used. And it's a little difficult for us because a lot of times people aren't, they're not engineers or attorneys that are coming up. They're typically just individuals. But, you know, I think as we get further along, and I know Janelle and I have talked about this, that this type of technology is something that hopefully we'll be able to use more and
PowerPoint.
Yeah, and I think I know that it's been an investment the county's had, and it's one that I think we'll be using more. And but I agree with you, Mr. Workman. I think it'd be nice to have those tax maps beforehand, and I'm sure Janelle will get those.
Remember we had the computers in front of us? I mean, mm-hmm. Supposed to be able to pull every case that we had before.
Man, yeah.
I don't know what happened to that. They got
iPads.
Yeah.
Now the. The way you're pulling these up is just by tax MAC ID number,
yep.
Which is on the application. So
absolutely.
When we're sitting at home, we can go to the county website, put that tax map ID number in, and bring the map up.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and see it, and that's nice. Yeah.
It's nice to have the Google map with it, too. So
yeah, that's what I mean. You can.
And there are two different applications. The first one, where it only zoomed in so far, had the land use application, so you could actually see you know, change of zone applications, the variance applications. Now, they only go back to 2011, but you'll have that information. And then the second one is just a more or less your tax map.
Right.
And then you just type in the tax parcel number, you click the go button, and it zooms right to that. And to get the street, to get the aerials, you just had to go pick the base map, change your base map, and you could change to get the aerials on there.
It's come a long way, because I can remember as short as 5 years ago that it was difficult, you know, you had to look at, you know, a general map and then go and focus. It was difficult to look at the tax maps, but they were really.
Yeah, under the county's website, it's under business and businesses, and then it's online mapping.
Right.
And then you've got two options, the map viewer and the land use. And if we go to the map one, the Southeast County map viewer, it automatically just always click accept.
Mm-hmm.
The disclaimer. It's defaulted to the tax ID. You type in the tax ID, hit search, it will zoom to it. And then if you come over, switch base map, you have different options.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then cool. To get rid of that, you just click on the bar up top.
Right. Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Mm-hmm. But we're still getting
yep, and you can still print, and we will get you the tax maps and the packets.
Thank you.
And we'll email the next set to you.
Can you email the link for that? When you send that out?
Yeah.
Yep.
That way I can hyperlink it?
Yes.
There's going to go that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the other one is...
The other one, you can go... You can actually do that from the text.
You could actually put in the file number
mm-hmm.
and choose it that way. So if we picked... It zoomed right there.
Oh, wow. Oh, that makes it so much easier, yeah.
And automatically, you know that the variance application, that's what the V means. Now, here you have all the different types of applications that are available. If you don't want to see a change of zone, you just click it off.
Oh,
same with conditional uses. If you don't want to see 2015, you click them off, they go away.
Oh, wow.
And then again, here, same thing. If you want to see the aerial.
I'm in love.
Click the imagery, there it goes. If you want to switch to imagery with labels, you just click
wow.
that, and
that's
just
great.
Click off, and it goes away, and you can print that.
That's excellent. Thank you. Wow.
And if anybody has issues with it, give us a call. We'll walk you through it.
That makes it even easier. I mean, when we're going through and, you know, just put in the case number. And
yeah, case number works for, again, the one that's the land use application. If you're picking the other one, you can actually zoom in closer because this one has a default as to how far you can zoom in. This one, you can actually zoom in much closer.
Yeah, if you can do both links would be great.
And this one, you actually just need the parcel ID. But again, they are on agendas.
Wow. Because, I mean, that shows variances all around.
And again, it only goes back 5 years.
Hey.
And there's been 40 years of variances. And hey, when we added 2016, we took off 2010. So we're only keeping 5 years at the moment.
Okay.
Because otherwise, it gets a little cluttered. Because if you look at it here, and let's get rid of... And if you zoom back out.
That's awesome.
There's a lot of variances. So if we had all 40 years, that's a little too much.
Yeah.
So we're just doing 5 years.
Pretty much make a map of that.
So.
Yep.
One other item, gentlemen and ladies. Our next meeting, if you recall, we have it on there to talk about the sign workshop follow-up. So. Yeah, looking forward to what you guys' feedback is from that workshop. And if you have anything you want to chat with me about, just give me a call.
Okay. We'll do it.
That commission at the end, James?
Yeah.
Okay.
The 29th.
Okay. We'll remember that at the end.
Yep.
Yeah.
We're open for adjournment.
So move.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Meeting adjourned, 7 o'clock.